Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Yes! Chase me, please! Her mom really played it, kiss me deadly.
What? You want to say that again?
No.
You sure?
No. I don't.
You sure?
I will not incriminate myself, sir.
Not in front of a live audience?
I've incriminated myself enough. They have enough to put me away, so.
So, you need to catch up.
There's enough of. There really is just like so much shit like you could pull off of this of me.
Well,
you should.
Freedom of speech. That's all I would say.
Yeah, but that's going away.
Yeah, that's true. Or you'll just be canceled. We'll both be canceled. You good over there? I don't even remember what we're talking about. Oh, putting you away.
Interesting.
Uh-oh. There's the robot voice.
Are you kidding me? God damn it.
Let me see.
Hello?
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 This is the technical difficulties sound episode. Right? You're still a little robotic.
No, it can't be me.
Do I sound robotic? I have no idea what's going on. Three.
Take three, maybe take three. Four, maybe.
So far, so good. No.
See what it's doing. It's only doing it. It's only.
Take four.
Four of ten.
The entire hour is just going to be going in and out, pausing and unpausing.
I'm surprised it's not usually that.
We had a pretty good streak there where you weren't robo voice.
Yeah, it shouldn't be robo voice anymore.
Yeah. It's just how they get you.
If it's robo voice anymore, I'm gonna be pissed.
Because what they do, because then you have to pay a guy to come fix it, but they're not gonna fix it properly, so they keep paying them, or you have to pay a little bit more, and it's still not gonna work.
Yeah, no, fuck that. I'll switch. Yeah. I don't.
Yeah.
There, it went again. It sounds bad.
Oh, you sound good.
Okay. It dropped again.
Okay. We'll just keep on going.
All right, go carry it.
Oh, ah, damn it.
Yeah, it dropped again. What the fuck is that about? Oh, it dropped every time. And there it comes back up. What the fuck is that about? Okay, and it drops again, and it dropped. What the fuck? It's not my internet. It's just Discord.
It's just Discord.
Drops like my signal.
That's so weird.
No, I don't know what to do.
Let me see if this is something I can look up here. We're still going. This is just going to be part of the episode.
Yeah, fuck it.
And you can literally see it go in and out constantly.
Yeah, it was good for a minute. Did it get bad again? Yeah.
Kinda.
Yeah, it just goes green, red, yellow.
Unstable internet connection.
Should I disconnect, reconnect internet?
Probably.
Okay.
All right, take five.
I'm telling you, it's going to get to take 10.
Probably. Take 10 is when your internet is just going to go fucking, like, godspeed. It's going to be the fastest internet you've ever seen.
That's what I'm saying, dude. It better be the fucking fastest internet. I pay more in internet than I do my power bill.
Jesus.
It better be fucking good. I'm going to be bitching at somebody. I told them, I was like, I want the best internet. I want internet for like a small business.
Yeah. And this isn't Spectrum. This is something else.
No, it's Xfinity.
Okay. Yeah.
It dropped again.
Yeah, I heard a little robo twinge there for a second, but I think you're fine now.
All right, I'm gonna make some phone calls. I'm gonna make some Karen phone calls right there.
I remember back at the old house before I moved to Charlotte. There was a while there with Spectrum where like every Monday at like 3 or 4 in the afternoon, the internet would just drop.
Yeah,
and then we'll call Spectrum and be like, "Hey, what's going on?" They're like, "Oh, you know, maintenance." And we're like, "Well, we need our internet. We're paying for it." And they're like, "Yeah, well, maintenance." And they're like, "Okay, so can we get some money back or something?" Because it happens every single week, every Monday, the same exact time. "Well, maintenance." Fuck off. So now the new place. Spectrum here has been okay. But when I moved to the new house, they're putting in AT&T fiber.
Nice.
So hopefully that goes well.
I can't remember. What is the... they used to have commercials for it all the time. Be like a woman in the field and be like, I still have signal. It was like for... Oh, God damn it. Is it shitty?
What? Your voice?
Okay, it's good now.
Okay. So you sounded fine.
Oh, okay. No, it's weirding me out, dude. It's fucking with me. I'm like, God damn it. The fuck's going on? No, my parents just used to have shitty internet. Like, so if you were streaming Netflix on the TV, mm-hmm. no one's phone could be connected to the internet.
Oh my God. But yeah.
Like, it was that bad.
My internet was like that too. I had to like explain to my dad. I was like, it should not be like this. Because like, there would be times where like, if they were watching Netflix and I was on like my PlayStation or something, the Netflix would always be buffering, or either Netflix would be buffering, everything else would be fine, or Netflix would be the only thing, and like I couldn't get on my phone, I could barely play anything on like PC or PlayStation. And my dad's like, it's connected to the internet. And I'm like, it's connected, but you're not getting any internet. There's not enough internet. And then, so then he upgraded it. And it's still kind of meh.
No, my parents didn't have an option. Like, it was CenturyLink. Yeah, it was CenturyLink. Oh, CenturyLink. So, like, it was literally like the house next to them and then the house right next to them. Each house,
yeah,
got like cable internet.
Oh wow!
And then they would not come to their house. Like my dad called and be like, "Can we please get better internet?" They'd be like, "No, fuck you, you're out of range."
That is so funny. That actually is so, what happened with the house I just moved from. They were just out of range of AT&T fiber, so they couldn't get fiber.
Yeah.
So dumb.
Well, now they have better internet. They just came, like, he told me, he's like, they just came and, like, fixed a thing. Mm-hmm. And now it's super fast. I'm like, they couldn't do that the whole time.
That's how they get you. Because that's when you pay $300. But, yeah, I remember every time there was a power outage or like an actual maintenance thing, and you'd go on and you know you can like look at the map and it shows like the outage area.
Yeah,
it's always like it'll be like a big pocket is like towards like where my house was. I was like 20 minutes away from Winston. I think that's how long it took me. But like going towards Winston, that's like where all the outage was. And then you get to like where my neighborhood was, and it's like a small little pocket of just outage, and it's like my house. And I'm like, are you serious? Are you fucking kidding me? I'm like, I'm 15 minutes away from that entire outage. Why am I like, what?
No, sorry, bro.
Sorry, dude.
Sorry.
You're out.
I can't help you.
Yeah. But
I had my power company. They didn't even tell me. But they charged me for somebody else. Like somebody else's power bill.
Nice.
Because I looked at my shit and I was like, it was like fucking $300-$500. It was something crazy. Jesus. Like, nowhere near what I usually pay. I was like, what the fuck? What in the fuck? Like, it's always $90. It's like the minimum every single time.
Yeah.
The highest it's been is like $120.
Right. How did they mess that up?
I don't know, but I was freaking out. I was like, I just make payments. I don't. I'm turning off all the heat. Turned into dad. I went dad mode. I was like, no one touch the fucking thermostat ever. But then it just went away. I was like, oh. Okay. Oh, okay. I called them about it. They're like, oh yeah, we charge you for someone else. I was like, oh.
Nice. And then just go, so Jesus. Yeah, you got to pay for it.
Yeah, you got to pay for them. You got to pay for them not paying their power bill.
Could you imagine, like, communist fucking power?
Dude, I'd fucking lose my mind. I've talked to communists before, and here's the thing. They've never done anything with their lives. They've never had a job. They just think, like, they can, like, make resin art.
Yeah.
For the rest of their lives. No, fuck you. I'm not paying for your shit. People like, put the fascist. Dude, I would so much rather have a fascist than a communist government.
Don't you want Bernie?
A little bit, but he's
Maybe we can steer him somewhere else. Maybe not communism.
I mean, he's as senile as Joe Biden.
Yeah.
People only like Bernie because of healthcare, which I understand. Healthcare would be nice.
Yeah. And he's Bernie Sanders.
And he's Jewish.
Yeah, he's
Jewish. Isn't it time a Jew took charge? Isn't it about time? A Jew woman to charge. No, my girlfriend's brother he's like a communist. He's a communist that didn't go to college, which is new to me. Mm. Like, usually that's all I encounter is like, I took one sociology class, so I know what I'm talking about. No, he's just like autistic and is like, yeah, it's the way.
Nice.
I've watched 30 videos about Wii games, so communism's the way. I told him not, like, probably 2 weeks ago. I was like, you've never done anything. You can't have an opinion on this stuff. I think it was like, my girlfriend who's like, doesn't really care. She just doesn't care. She's not Republican, Democrat. She doesn't care. She was like, I think I'm going to go Trump. She said that, and I was like, honestly, probably, I probably would also go Trump. And it was solely based on, like, gas price. Do what?
I'm probably just not going to vote.
No, dude, I'm going to go Trump. I miss gas being that price. Like, I don't care about anything else.
Who else is running? Random people? Like usual?
Well, like third party?
Yeah.
What's her name? Tulsi Gabbard. I wanted Tulsi Gabbard. But people weren't ready for a woman. A woman president.
She's Samoan.
Tulsi?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, she's a fucking veteran. Show some respect. She's got ideas, bro.
Yeah, that's too bad.
That's too bad. She's a woman. She's I'm not voting for her. Oh, that's great. Well, she can have those ideas in the kitchen. Thank you. That's what my dad told me. It was like, anything about it. I was like, I've always like Tulsi Gabbard. He's like, that fucking bitch.
That woman.
Yeah. Tell her my dinner's burning. All right. He didn't really say that. He said something like that. He was like, yeah, fuck her. Tell her to shut the fuck up.
Yeah, I don't care.
I paid $16 for like a 4-pack of root beer and then a case of Powerade.
Yeah.
Something needs to change. That's fucking crazy. I don't know how you do it. Just make it right.
How about
I don't care.
We'll run.
Yeah, that'd be fucking great. We don't know shit about anything.
We'll have all the money that went towards college loans. Just take that and just give it back and be like, all right, now pay us back again so we can make your country better.
Yeah, they wouldn't pay us back.
Yeah, they would.
No, they wouldn't.
Because it'd be the law.
Oh, we'll
get law.
All right, we forgave your student loans, but now you have to pay us the difference.
Yep. So that we can then lower the cost of everything.
Ah, dude, the amount of Starbucks employees would be fucking pissed. They're like, oh, sweet. My bills are a little less now. Oh, fuck. I gotta pay the president tax now.
President's tax.
Now for my art history degree.
Now I'm really gonna kill myself when more Starbucks customers comes in when their coffee's a dollar.
Oh man, now I have to like do my job. This fucking sucks.
We'll also bring the minimum wage back down to $7.25.
Oh yeah. Oh hell yeah, dude.
You guys didn't like, know.
Wait, both of us are president? Is that what I'm
getting? No, one of us. We just one go of us will be
holding hands.
One of us would be VP.
I'll be VP. I don't want any responsibility.
Okay.
I'll just chill.
I mean, I'll just be sitting there too and then be like, hey, you want to pass this? And I'll be like, sure. How about this one?
Sure.
Nah, not really.
Do you want to read it first? No,
I don't.
I have people that read to me.
You sent me.
And I was like, yeah, sounds good. I don't even look at it. Yeah. Sounds good.
You should sign it. It's like a 50-page packet thing. You want to read it? Nah,
I'll pick it up and drop it.
It's just like loud thud. I don't want that. You didn't even read it.
Sounds boring.
But it could help. It could put funds towards curing cancer. I don't care.
Yeah, cancer's pretty fucking gay.
I don't.
Yeah, it's me.
I don't care. It's too long. I'm not reading all that.
You heard him.
You're like a hype man.
I'm the muscle. Yeah. You heard him. Get the fuck out of here,
nerd.
Throw
the booklet at him.
Throw the painting of Thomas Jefferson at him.
And I'm just like, just text it to me, you know, or
dude,
email.
This could have been an email.
You treat this like. Like a remote or like an office building. All right, guys, we're going to have a meeting this Friday.
Mr. President, North Korea has vowed to launch missiles. This could have been an email.
You could have just sent me that through an email or like a side chat. You didn't have to.
I'm enjoying
really bringing down
a ham sandwich right now.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm glad someone appreciates the ham sandwich. Now let's keep this meeting light and fun, okay?
Guys, I'm not your boss. I'm the king. Remember that.
I'm God.
I'm God.
Now
I'm America's God.
Now I know your shift ends at 4:30, but I'm gonna let you guys go a little early as a little Friday gift, okay?
Okay.
You're going to have to pay me back on Monday, okay?
So yeah, I want
$20,000 for each of you.
Yeah, $20,000 to fund.
You're going to have to take out a loan just to pay back that 2 hours that I let you go early. Okay? Just letting you know.
Sir, I'd like to just leave on time.
No. I told you to leave early. You're leaving early.
Yes, Mr. President.
It's God to you.
Oh, yeah, yes, God.
All right. All right, you have fun. You have a nice weekend.
Sir, my retarded daughter is in a baseball game. Oh, okay. Yes, sir. I guess I'll just miss another milestone.
That's great. All right, get back to work.
Yes, sir. Yes, God. Yes, sir, God.
Yes, Dad. I mean, sir, God.
No. You can call me Dad.
You can call me Daddy.
And you get on like an intercom. All employees must refer to me as Dad from now on.
Yeah. You can still call me God, but Dad is also okay. Just don't call me Mr. President, because that's not who I am.
It's God. Your Majesty. You know, that's what George Washington went by. Your Majesty.
Oh, yeah. Before he changed everything up.
Or he flipped the book on you.
Before, yeah. He's like, you know what? No. Mr. President.
President. No, I think it was... Oh, it might have been John Adams when Mr. President, or Thomas Jefferson. No, it's like the one... it's like that one black kid in college. He's like... Get this. Oh, wait. Is it breaking up? Okay. Get this. George Washington wanted Mr. President. But it was actually George Washington Carver was the first president.
That's very good.
Oh, thank you.
Now sit down.
Stephen. Yeah, shut the fuck up. God's talking.
Yeah, he's giving him like a history background of the term president, Mr. President.
Let's blow these people's minds.
Yeah, I'm going to stop you right there.
Martin Luther, more like Martin Luther King Jr.
Yes, I know who he is.
Yeah, they're different people. But what if they weren't?
I don't really care.
Juneteenth, everybody.
I need you to sit down so we can continue our Friday meeting.
Homer Simpson. More like Ornthal James Simpson.
I don't get it.
What? OJ?
No, like as God. I don't get it.
Oh, I don't get it.
The Simpsons? What? I don't get it.
I've never seen that show.
As God, I don't have enough time to watch TV.
Donald Trump, more like Derek Chauvin.
I love that guy.
Oh. But what about Derek Chauvin, Mr. God?
Sure.
He's... As supervisor's like, he's the guy that shot that, choked that black guy.
Oh, yeah, I love that guy.
Good answer, sir.
I'm actually going golfing with him tomorrow. Great guy.
I pardoned him, actually. He's pretty cool.
I pardoned him personally myself. God, that would be.
That'd be awesome.
Change the White House. No, just like a corporate building, just like a skyscraper, 100 floors.
And the just, Twin Towers, triple towers.
The one building's called the Father. The one building's called the Son. The other building's called the Holy Spirit. And And of course, I'll be in the father building. Of course.
Yes, Mr. President.
Top floor.
Oh, absolutely, Mr. President.
And the top floor is just like empty. And there's just like one. It's a long table that covers the entire floor. But there's one chair and I sit at the end.
Yeah, it's just, it's constant like chicken dinners, yeah, and prostitutes.
No, whenever I have a meeting up there, whenever there's a meeting up there, everyone just has to stand awkwardly. Yeah.
The table's full.
Yeah. And I'm like,
who comes to visit? Table's full.
I'm at the very end, and I have to like yell at them at the other end, be like, "Yeah, table's full, okay."
What?
So there's no other.
What is this about, pussy?
But there aren't any other chairs for us to sit. Exactly. Table's full.
That was the engineer's design. Command respect. I sit on you. You're standing.
I sit on thee. I understand. Comprende?
Comprende, you fucking peep. Sorry, this president of Russia. He takes that word as a compliment. Good. That's why I said it.
I know he does.
I was paying him a compliment.
Sir, it seems like North Korea is sending out nukes again. What do you want to do? Send them some nukes. I don't care. Here's the button. Go ahead.
You know what? Nuke Michigan. That'll show them.
Never. That'll it's a little show. It's too cold up there. Let's just nuke it. Warm it up a little bit.
Yeah, they need a nuclear summer.
You know what? All of Canada, Alaska. Nuke it.
Yeah, what has Canada ever done for us? Justin Bieber, pussy. That's what made us gay. You know that, right? If you look at it, that's what made everyone gay. Drake's kind of gay too. So,
Ryan Reynolds, the only
Deadpool.
Exception.
All right, Ryan Reynolds gets a pass.
The only exception.
I want safe haven for Ryan Reynolds. He supported the Joe Show. At one point.
But that Justin Bieber kid.
Hold on to Spurs, Ryan Reynolds.
That Justin Bieber kid, he's on a hit list. He's number one. Him and his gay ass brought that stupid haircut down here.
Hit bowl list. Cut.
Bowl cut with a little bit of swag to it. Doesn't work.
Doesn't work. Doesn't work. It doesn't. It's not fair. He got more pussy than I ever did. It's not fair.
It's not fair. I had that haircut.
It's not fair.
I was rocking that haircut before he was.
I was rocking that haircut. No pussy, dude. Like.
And then I get it cut.
What's the difference?
I get it cut. Then he.
Because I'm not a little twink.
And I'm not singing stupid ass gay ass songs.
Baby. What the fuck even is that? Huh? I could say that. But I didn't get any pussy because of it. I feel like that's why everyone hated Justin Bieber. Well, it's not fair that he gets to hang out with Usher and get more pussy than me. Okay, fuck that guy.
I mean,
he's a fag. I fuck him.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. That's exactly why I hate him too.
Is it like no. Honestly? I've always wondered. I was like, there's no. Really no like. Who cares?
I found his voice annoying when he made those songs. That's really it. And then the Bieber cut was bad.
Nah, dude. That shit rocked.
No, it didn't.
I had that shit. Yeah, I tell you, zero pussy, great. Dude. Zero, yeah. Zero fucking pussy with the Bieber cut. So it worked. But then, I had the beaver cut for Jesus. I was trying not to like have fun. Mm-hmm. You know, so I was trying to not be cool, okay?
Yeah, I grew out the beaver cut because I really did not want to be cool. Because that was cool. Was trying not to be cool.
Cool to not be cool at my church, where
you get diddled all the time.
You're gay if you get if you. I'm so glad I don't go to church anymore.
Me too.
It's fucking nice, dude, isn't it? And I wish we could tell people. Like, hey, you know how so many people, like, judge you and shit on everything you like?
Hey, you know,
like, yeah, try not going to that.
You know, you can save a lot of money for not going to church.
Yeah, so, you know how you give half your paycheck to these people who don't like you?
To these people that diddle children and believe in something that's not real?
Dude, I'm not even talking about Catholics. It's insane to me to be Catholic. Like, that just seems like a pyramid scheme.
Yeah, it's the global...
Just going, like, a Methodist church.
It was the globally accepted pyramid scheme was the Catholic Church. You ain't going to... The only way you're going to God? Give me some money. And also sit in church for 3 hours.
Ugh. Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus.
Great.
Praise be. He's he's risen.
He is risen. Have you ever read any book that? Well, no, I'm trying to remember what that guy said. God told me. Let me tell you something. There's a book out there that's more accurate than any science textbook at any of our libraries. You know what that is?
The Bible.
The Bible. You sure about that?
What the fuck?
I told you about that before.
I think you did. That's fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
The Bible.
It's like, and I was straight up, I was like, you sure about that? Yeah, dude.
Was this like a youth minister?
No, I don't think so. He was just inviting me to Bible study.
Youth ministers were the fucking worst. Those guys sucked dick. They at least the normal priester, the normal pastor, whatever. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they'd get me, you know, they'd get in my white head, get me a little bit hyped. You know, they'd be like, calling for war and shit. And, you know, I'd be like, fuck yeah, dude. Let's kill some Muslims.
Jesus
wants us to. Okay, he wants me to put on this bomb vest. All right, I get it.
Can I do it without Jesus, please? No.
But the youth pastor would always be like, you know, Minecraft. You know who else digs Minecraft? Jesus. He's like.
Yeah.
You're appealing to, like, the shittiest kids here.
Yeah. Luckily, I didn't know anybody personally like that, but, I mean, I have ran into a couple people. And there was this one guy who I was, like, I didn't hate him. He wasn't annoying, but it was still very, like, he was trying to get me to join his church. But he was, like, it was more so about the community than just like finding God. And I'm like, you make a great point. I'm not doing it.
All right, I'd jive with that.
Yeah. I was like, because he was, I forgot like what exactly he was saying. It was so long ago. But he gave me, it was at a point where it was like, I was kind of cornered. And he was like, give me your phone number and I'll text you whenever we have like the next session or whatever. And I was like, okay. And then he texted me and I immediately blocked him.
Oh, like, dude, you're sorry. So, my parents forced me into that shit.
I don't know. Hell no.
I was just a boy. I was forced. Well,
when I was little,
like, you're going to youth group. I was like, but they suck.
Yeah,
they're the worst.
Well, by the time I was done with my first Holy Communion in like second grade, that's when we stopped going. We would still go for like Christmas or Easter, but then like more stuff was coming out about the diddlers. So they're like, respect. Yeah, we're done.
Respect.
Yeah. Because my...
Joe's been molested enough. We can't keep doing this.
Because my grandparents on my dad's side go, like, they went all the time. And my dad, like, sat down with them one time and was like, I don't know if I can go if they're doing all that. And they're like, yeah, I don't know. So then I never went. And I don't remember the last time I went to church.
I don't either.
Probably high school.
Anytime I talk to my grandma, she's like, when are you going to church? And I'm like, I'm not. You old bitch. I'm not going.
I don't think my grandma goes anymore. Either grandma. I don't think either grandma goes anymore.
No, one of my grandmas goes. She watches it on. No, they might still go. But like if it's raining or something, they just watch it online. And the other one never misses it. My mom. Because my mom was always like, we gotta go to church. We got to. We're all gonna fall apart if we don't go to church. And I asked her not too long ago, I was like, you guys still go to church? And she was like, nah, that shit sucks. Not going to that.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, so you made me have terrible experiences with it.
Yeah.
I have disdain for Christians because of going to their house. Like,
but yeah, my parents never like forced me to do like youth group stuff. I mean, before my first Holy Communion thing, every Sunday I went to like church school. It's like that you go there for like 3 hours. And they just teach you shit. That was painful. But after the Holy Communion, I didn't have to go anymore. And then I didn't go to church anymore.
Dude, I used to get bullied at that shit.
What? Going to church?
At like a youth group.
Oh, yeah.
For they were like, oh, you're not as saved as us, you fucking bitch, fuck you. He was literally like, God loves us more, he hates you, fuck you. I was like, go, Mom. You need to be around wholesome children. But they're saying you're gonna burn in hell, so I don't.
Yeah. None of the youth groups in my high school weren't that bad. They weren't very, I don't know. They were kind of, I don't know. Not necessarily like they kept to themselves, but they weren't very outspoken. Because there was a lot of people in it. And I was like, oh, I didn't realize that. I'm not joining it, bitches. I'm going to join the band.
I'm going to be cool.
I'm going to be cool and join the drumline.
I'm going to join the band.
See you later, losers.
I remember getting at, what was the group? It was like Christian Athletes. It's like some acronym.
I don't remember that.
Oh, it's some group. It's like Fellowship of Christian Athletes.
Oh, okay.
That's what it was. I got asked to join that. Like, some chick came and asked me, and I was like, no, God doesn't love me. So, I'm not good enough. So,
yeah, sorry, I'm going to hell, actually. Can't join.
I was like, actually, I'd prefer to go to hell.
Do you have, like, a Satan's division of sports?
Yeah, is there a Satan's...
Satan's Fellowship?
Athletes,
Anonymous.
Because I love playing football. Don't get me wrong, but Jesus, God is kind of gay. That's me. Kind of sucks. It's kind of sucks.
Trying to think of other. I don't remember my high school really having like these. You know, like when the army comes through and they're like, "Hey, sign up,"
and they have the club. Oh hell yeah, dude! I was there. I was like, "Fuck yeah, dude! God doesn't love me. I'm joining the army."
Yeah, like those.
And I tried, and they wouldn't take me, and I got depressed.
Nice. Then that's when you joined the Satan's athlete division. The sad.
No, I joined that before. I was like, no shit. I did try to join the army, and they wouldn't take me.
Oh, there was a moment where I thought about joining the Air Force, but my eyes suck, so I didn't do it.
They would have still taken you.
Well, I wanted to fly jets, and you need 2020.
Oh, yeah.
I could have, yeah, I could still done it, but, yeah. Then I joined the band.
Dude, I just wanted to be a medic. I passed, like, the ASVAB. I took the ASVAB. And I got, like, I could, like, drive a tank. Like, I got a really good score on that. And they were just like, nah, dude, fuck you.
Yeah, I was, like, researching Air Force stuff, and it's, like, you still go through boot camp, but it's like, 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Like, you're barely there. But you still have to, like, work your way around a gun and stuff. I was like, okay. And then I was like, I want to fly a plane. And they're like, yeah, your eyes suck. And I'm like, oh, okay.
I want to fly the tutu in the sky. All right, sir. Sign right here.
Right here.
I'll get you in there.
Looks like you got some special need glasses on. Yeah, you'll be fine.
My eyes may be retarded, but my heart is not. Jesus may not love me, but Satan is my father. So I'm looking for a new family of the army. Well, that sounds perfect. We just sign out here.
Sign right here. Don't worry about boot camp. We'll get you out there in a week or two.
Yeah, do I get a gun?
Of course.
Yeah, can I bring you here? Can I bring you back here?
I don't think you can, but you can probably hide it in your backpack.
Yeah!
Are there metal detectors here?
Don't worry, I get handicapped parking. I get in through the back door.
That's perfect.
Yeah. I hear some Terry. All the Terry going down.
Oh my God. It would be
extremely fucked up but funny to see, like, school shooting happen today and it's just like a guy with Down syndrome. I don't know why that'd be so funny.
Because, like, how did he pull it off?
It's like, yeah, they just saw him and they felt bad, so they let him through. And he killed 32 people. So.
You could just shoot me. I'm honestly surprised you got here. Just go ahead.
Yeah, just Go the truants officer. Yeah, just go ahead. Opens their vest. Go ahead.
Throws their gun away. Opens their vest. Takes off a bulletproof vest. Go ahead. Even better yet, here. Let me get closer so you can get my head.
Come on, headshot. That's 50 points, Timmy.
Don't tell me what it is.
Just hey, you see that ladder over there? Just YY off the ladder, 360. You can do it. I've seen you play Call of Duty. You can do it.
He goes in. He's doing wrestling moves.
Stone Cold Stunner, bitch.
Like my hero, Steve Starston. I love him.
Who?
Steve Starston.
I don't know who that guy is.
Fuck you. You can catch this gun.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead. You lean down. Showing the top of your head.
All right, go ahead.
It's rude to deny him.
Yep. Ableist.
You don't want to be ableist, do you?
God.
The youth group lines up. We must sacrifice ourselves for
in the name of the
this
Lord.
Retarded man can have self-esteem.
In the name of the Lord.
The name of the Lord. Oh Lord.
We're gonna have Christian ads on this episode.
No, fuck that. They were mean to me.
we're gonna have an ad for a youth group. It's gonna be the youth group that bullied you.
No, fuck them. I'm serious. I'm still upset. Fuck
them. I'll reach out to them to see if they wanna. If
no,
a sponsor.
I will leave the show. It's I love Satan. That's the rest of it.
Dude, Satan's so cool, bro.
He's much cooler than Christian youth groups, I gotta tell you. No, that explains a lot of me. I was rejected by the army and Christian youth groups, the two people who always have to take you. I was like, oh.
You're just the embodiment of a fallen angel. You are Lucifer.
I might as well be a Satanist. It's surprising. I feel like a little more solitude, I would have just been like, yeah, dude, I fucking love the devil.
Yeah, I mean.
No, I was just kind of like, yeah, that shit's gay. All of it sucks, dude.
Yeah. For me, I'm just like, I don't believe in anything. But I'm also, at the same time, I'm like, really? You believe in that?
No, I never believed in it. It just feels shitty to be like, oh, even like the made up guy who's supposed to love me.
Or even the dude that was like, you know what book's more accurate than the science textbooks? The Bible. That guy, I was like, not arguing with him, but I was just like, there is no God.
There's no God, really. You fucking retard.
But I was like, because he was
fucking bitch.
He was talking about the science textbooks, and I was like, but can you prove? But he was saying something like, you can't prove it. You can't prove anything that came out of the science textbooks. And I was like,
can you prove the
Bible? Bible? He's like, yeah, of course it's written. I'm like, so is the textbooks. What are you talking about?
Of course, it's written down.
Would
someone
written.
Write down something that's not true?
Oh, that's what it was. He was like, it's the oldest written book. And I was like, okay. So the textbooks, they just revise it every so often. It's the same information. It's the same thing.
We used to think colds were the devil. Like,
yeah.
What the fuck is your points. We used to think women who could do math were witches. You learn new stuff, dude.
You're talking about a book that was written years and years ago? That's not... No. There's proven evidence of Isaac Newton and his apple. Now about a guy walking on water? I don't know about that one.
Well, I've always heard, like, they'll be like, well, that's where faith comes in. You just gotta believe it blindly, because it's what you gotta do. Because it's what's God wants. It's a good thing.
He didn't pull the faith card on me, but he just kept saying it was written. I was like, sold the textbooks. You're frustrating me. And the worst part was he had the audacity to stop me when I had both earbuds in, leaving class.
Yeah, that's the same guy.
Yeah, it was that
dude,
guy.
Fuck that.
I was like, dude, because that's when, because usually I'm, if I have one earbud in or they try to stop me, I'm kind of just like, nah, I'm good. This man walked in front of me, stopped me, and I was like, what? You know what? Something written is older than any of your textbooks, and it's more accurate than all your science textbooks. The Bible. No, it's not. Get out of my face. I want to make dinner. I'm hungry. Oh yeah, that was the other thing. It was like five.
He's still out there.
And he was still out there. Yeah. I was like, dude, you need to go home.
Canvassing for Jesus. Or Jesus.
And then of course you have the people that scream at you for being being gay is a sin, you're going to hell. Those are the best.
I'd be great at that job.
Those guys are so funny. Because there's always that one point.
You're doing a great job, but you're not really following up with Jesus doesn't like what they're doing. It's like, yeah, I don't follow any of that. I just like the word.
Just like the word.
I just like to tell them. Yeah, you also don't say anything's wrong. It's like, yeah, there's nothing wrong with it. I just like to point it out.
I actually support.
I just have a megaphone. It's like, you're gay.
I actually support.
You are gay.
Yeah, you're just like, I actually support the LGBT communities, but I just, you know, I just like saying it.
I'm something.
That's what you are.
Cocksucking,
you know?
Homosexual myself.
Every night.
You're just bored. You're just bored from the youth group.
What do you mean?
Why?
Just because I gargle on a couple of cocks every day?
It's because I get fucked in the ass every time. Are you calling me a faggot?
Is it because I believe...
Is that what you're doing?
Is it because I believe in my science textbooks? Is it because I believe in my science textbooks more than the Bible? Please, no.
No, I'd be with them. I'd be like, yeah, dude, science is gay. I just have like a bonfire of books, roasty marshmallows. I'm with you, brother. I'm with you.
Science is overrated. Oh, what's the It's Always Sunny thing?
What are they
science
want to make
is a liar
you think?
Sometimes.
Science is a liar sometimes. That would be fun. That'd be fun to be a born again Christian.
I don't think so.
I think it'd be fun as a joke. Just
as a joke, like, hilarious.
As a joke, take it way further than them.
Oh yeah.
Every time they step, you step three times. Like,
so you have to be the most devout Christian, but also, like, it's all for the bit.
You'd be that one crazy guy at church.
When you go home,
who always has a confession. Hi, my name's Joe. You just look really sketchy, and you're like, I once sodomized three men and shot heroin into my dick, but I don't do that stuff no more because I found the law.
It's like Ronnie.
Honestly. No, Ronnie never preaches that stuff. That's something I liked about him. I'm always surprised.
But I'm saying, like, he has such a dark past, but he's born-again Christian, so it's all, he's like...
No, he's not born-again Christian. He was Christian then.
No. No, I'm saying, like...
No, Ronnie's more of like, yeah, I was a little wild back in the day, you know, like, looking back at it, like, oh, I was just a kid. It was like, no, Ronnie, you've, like, ruined people's lives.
You killed a man. Like,
you killed somebody. He's like, oh, that's just the... We leave the past in the past. He never is like, the Lord saved me.
Oh.
He's like, I was just a youth. I was a vagrant. Ronnie committed $10,000 of property damage.
You committed the ultimate sin of taking someone's life.
No, not that. That guy probably sucked.
Probably.
I'd kill somebody for Ronnie.
He was probably an agent of Satan.
Yeah, he was undercover.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, Ronnie never killed anybody. It was his brother.
Oh.
He was like, yeah, there was a guy that's trying to snitch on me, and my brother, who was in NAM, said, I'll take care of it, Ronnie, and no one ever heard of him again.
Jesus.
Like, oh, Jesus Christ. You're just having people whacked.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
Yeah, just I'll tell Saturday. You,
those Mexicans, though.
B gang was supposed to be brothers, now you're giving our name. Lot of fucking give a statement and feel no way. How would you live with yourself after seeing me hang? And go ahead and run for the hills, Lord, and Lord, while we throw the traitors round here. I will never live a life in chains, waiting for the legit to chill from under my feet.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.